Capacity, speed, and flexibility. Capacity. Water carriers can haul very large, dense loads. Barges can haul between 1,500 to 3,000 tons, while Lakers haul about 20,000 tons. Compare these loads to those of road or rail transport. It takes about 50 trucks or 15 rail cars to haul 1,500 tons. According to Maersk, each TEU's weight limit is 28,300 kilograms, 62,390 pounds. While container ships can haul 400 to 24,000 TEUs, the ship may reach its weight limit before the ship's body limit in TEUs is reached. Bulk carrier ships have similar cubic capacity and weight limits, one of which will be met first, speed. Water transport is very slow, averaging 9 to 14.5 kilometers per hour, 5.5 to 9 miles per hour, on inland waterways and 43 kilometers per hour, 27 miles per hour on ocean voyages. Port traffic queues, weather and tides can make these long lead times even longer. Shippers book ocean carriers for specific shipping lanes or routes from one port to another port, and if a ship strings together several of these lanes in one regularly scheduled voyage, it is called a string. For example, the route from the port of Shanghai to Tokyo is a lane with a set number of days. If the ship regularly travels next from Tokyo to Los Angeles, this is its service string. With some lanes, faster transit is guaranteed, but at a higher cost. Sometimes, a shipper may be bumped to a different lane or service string, which creates a protracted route and becomes a contract issue. Ocean carriers may deliberately spend more time at sea by slow steaming the vessel. This refers to the deliberate reduction of vessel cruising speed, which reduces the ship's fuel consumption and cuts fuel costs. It also reduces the carrier's carbon emissions. Sometimes, an extended schedule may result in increased reliability, as the carrier is better able to adjust speeds to account for unexpected delays. One way to improve international water transport speed is to expand existing canal structures. As canals are expanded to accommodate the bigger ship size, the throughput of transoceanic freight will improve. Shipping companies can reduce transit times with new routes. Reducing the time it takes to move freight from origin to destination saves time and money for both shipping company and customer. A shipping company may also choose to change the trade route to take advantage of new business in ports not in the original schedule and route. Accessibility/flexibility. Although water transport accessibility is limited to where there are navigable waters, it is an excellent choice for hauling cargo between continents. The only other option for intercontinental travel is air transport, but that is an expensive and impractical way to move large quantities or heavy freight. There is a high level of versatility with water transport. Modern ships can accommodate very different types of cargo, including bulky cargo that can't be carried by any other means of transport. Enhancements in terminal facilities have improved multimodal transport and provided safe and quick loading and unloading facilities. Where water transport has a disadvantage over other modes includes lack of flexibility and unpredictability. It is often subject to fixed timetables and routes, but the timetables may be less reliable due to port weather and seasonal delays.